The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
To be patriotic. According to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the definition of a patriot is one who loves and supports his or her country. Do you consider yourself a patriot? Are you proud to be an American? Do you appreciate the liberties we enjoy? We have so many freedoms and privileges, we should be praising God every moment of every day. As we think about the concept of patriotism, what does that mean to you? And more importantly, what does it mean from God's perspective? What does His Word say about this nation, our leaders, our responsibility to our country, and the politicians? Pray for our nation's leadership. All authority comes from God. John 19. So Pilate asked him, Jesus, "Aren't you going to speak to me? You realize, don't you, that I have the authority to release you and the authority to crucify you?" Jesus answered him, "You have no authority over me at all, except what was given to you from above." As we pray for those in government positions with authority over us, we know that none of them are perfect. Pray that God will do a work in their lives. Matthew 20. But Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers in this world lord it over the people, and officials flaunt their authority over those under them." 1 Peter 2. For the Lord's sake, respect all human authority, whether the king as head of state, or the officials he has appointed. For the king has sent them to punish those who do wrong, and to honor those who do right. Respect everyone, and love your Christian brothers and sisters. Fear God, and respect the king. You who are slaves must accept the authority of your masters with all respect. Do what they tell you, not only if they are kind and reasonable, but even if they are cruel. For God is pleased with you when you do what you know is right and patiently endure unfair treatment. To love and support our country, many believe that it would be appropriate to pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States and allegiance to the republic that it stands for. Please join me for just a moment as we carefully and thoughtfully recite these words. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Consider now some words from the oath of enlistment into the United States Army. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. The pledge and the oath of enlistment and our celebration of Independence Day on the 4th of July all have this in common. These are declarations of our love of and support for the United States of America, what it stands for, its history, what it is, and what by God's grace it can become. Do you want God to bless America? Do you pray for that and put feet to your prayers with action? Spiritual blessings for our nation will come through His people as they are committed to Him. God, send a revival. Let it begin with me, my heart and mind. Psalm 69. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify Him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox or a bull with horns and hooves. When the humble see it, they will be glad. You who seek God, let your hearts revive. Be a patriot, a good citizen, a friendly neighbor who genuinely cares about those around you. Be a light in this dark world. Matthew 5. You are the light of this world. Like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden, no one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand, where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father. Dear God, we ask that you provide your people with wisdom as we interact with those in authority, that we will speak the truth in love. We pray that you would continue your work in each of their lives, draw them closer to you, convict them of sin, and convince them of their need of Christ as their Savior, and encourage all of us, as your dear children, to keep on praying and hoping to see your hand at work in our nation. You alone know what lies ahead. Remind us that our hope is in you, Lord. We praise you in advance of your direction in and through us and this land. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.